Joining us in the studio to talk synchronicity, Chris Mackey. Yay. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, Daryl. Hi, Roxy.
Oh, it's been a little while, Chris. You've been AWOL. Well,
I have had leave, actually.
But you've been doing some super cool stuff.
Well, Sue, my wife, and I had the good fortune to be able to attend a science and spirituality conference on Vancouver Island. The only type of its world, it's the only type they've ever had in the world, a one-off conference. And they had people like Bruce Lipton, a father of epigenetics, and a fellow Joe Dispenza, who does research on placebo effects. Lynn McTaggart, she does studies on remote healing. So just really amazing things that these people have done by a scientific background, but they also believe in spirituality, which they relate to quantum physics.
Wow.
That's quantum physics.
Quantum physics.
No. Well, it's about how our consciousness connects up with, you know, mind and matter are connected. And in a sense, we have a sense of that in different ways. Like sometimes people have a certain mindset and then events unfold in a certain way, or they come across a person in a way that seems meant to be, or they experience something which seems a bit psychic or telepathic. Ordinary people have these capacities, but we tend to ignore them. And you get together at a conference with 2,500 other people, 50 countries converging on this little town in Vancouver Island.
And what happened?
Well, half the power went out in the town. The streetlights all went out the first afternoon. There's too much energy elsewhere.
That's exactly it. Well, it's funny you say that, because when you were saying about, you know, everybody has the opportunity to tap into this. When we first started this segment, which is over a year ago, well, and truly
about
over a year ago.
And a half, yeah.
Daryl, I know that at that time you were kind of, oh, yeah, oh, okay. But then you decided to sort of really open yourself up to the concept of synchronicity, I guess. And it's almost like a door opened, didn't it? Or a light went on.
Well, look, these things happen to you, and you've got to say to yourself, sometimes it just can't be a coincidence.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's got to be more to it than that, because if this is really a random thing, it's one of the bizarre things. And you sort of, a lot of the time, you don't actually realize it's happening until after the event and you look back. But as we've said in the past, you really got to open yourself up to these things. And once you do, and it's funny because a lot of the times people will say things like, you know what, to get something new in your life, you've got to get rid of something. And it's sort of a metaphor for, well, if you open yourself up to something new, and sometimes there's so many things you've got going on, you really have to stop doing something to let something new in. And it really is. There's a lot more truth in it than people think.
Absolutely. So did you discover anything while you were there? Like, were there any? Well, tell us.
Well, there are a few things, but I think one of the main things that I thought was powerful was an exercise set up by Lynn McTaggart, who looks at remote healing. So they, for example, get a whole lot of people together who think of a polluted lake in Japan, and they think of, let's see if we can raise the pH of this lake by something, because, you know, it's too acidic, let's make it more alkaline, and it's measured to be, like, say, 1 point more alkaline, which is quite significant. Now, we normally think that you can't connect mind and matter that way, but a simpler exercise is Lynn got us into pairs and said, okay, now each of you will take it in turns to think of an object. And the other person, just be open to receiving the image. The first person, convey the image, project that using your five senses any way you elaborate it. So what I projected to my partner is I thought of a book, of course, the book Synchronicity.
Yes.
And then I thought of things I associated with that book. I associated a heart shape, a pen, the person sitting in a chair reading a book, and the book on a bookshelf between other books. And she said, look, I don't know, I'm getting this sense of, well, a book. Like a square shape, she said square shape rather than heart shape.
Yeah.
We could say that was wrong, but she said a shape. She said a pen and the book between other books.
No way.
That is not bad, is it? Like, you know, what are the chances of that?
Wow.
When I was doing it with her, I got a sense of a tree. I thought like a Christmas tree and balance. And she said, oh, yeah, she saw herself on a yellow kayak on a lake looking at spruce trees, which is about the closest thing to
Christmas tree you can get.
And when she mentioned she has a yellow kayak, what I associate with balance is my yellow kayak, a long tippy kayak I've got, 7 metres long, and if you don't have good balance, you're in the water.
Wow.
So, like, these are things, other people guess bracelets, or someone said a kangaroo, and the person was thinking of their Australian passport with a kangaroo on it.
Gosh.
And so it just raises the question about our untapped potential, because if we're fearful of not seeming rational, if we're fearful of being a bit muddle-headed and we're not open to those kind of things, maybe we miss another dimension in life.
Well, that is just so well said.
And it's synchronicity.
It is synchronicity.
That's what we're talking about. Chris Mackey, we will see you again in a couple of weeks, and welcome back to The Catch-Up.
Great to see you again, Daryl and Roxy. Thank you.